Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm live right here in our operations area. And we're going to look at the latest information. Tropical storm Isaias, still 70 miles an hour. North at 13 is the movement. So let's start off with that radar and see the current situation. You can see this rotation right around the center, and some of that convection starting to wrap around it, but not just around that center. Look out ahead. So all this tropical moisture making its way onshore through South Carolina, North Carolina, and also Virginia. So starting to see some of these impacts with the rain already, and actually the tropical storm force winds getting real close to the coast, moving on the coast of South Carolina as well. Let's look at the 2 p.m. advisory right here. So important not to just concentrate just on that center point and not just necessarily on this cone, because those impacts could be well outside of that. This is our center at 2 o'clock. You can notice those tropical storm force winds stretching well out from that center. And at 2 p.m., they were right on the coast. So this being the 3 p.m. update, some of those tropical storm force winds probably starting to make its way onshore in South Carolina. So tonight, we expect the storm to continue. Right now, it's 70 miles an hour. Whether it's a tropical storm or a hurricane, the separation there is only a mile an hour. So we really try to concentrate on those impacts. We'll start seeing this area go northward and northeastward, impacting the mid-Atlantic all the way up to New England. 8 a.m. on Tuesday, we expect the storm to speed up with time. So from right now and overnight in South Carolina, and then by 8 tomorrow morning on Tuesday, all the way up here into Virginia. So it's going to be moving fairly quickly. And look at this, 8 p.m. on Tuesday, all the way up here in New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. So moving faster, but in the wake, there'll be definitely some impacts with time. So we'll be keeping an eye on that in all these areas. But let's look at some of those impacts. One of them is we start looking at the radar and all the moisture going forward. But I think it's really particularly interesting. You start really paying attention to those impacts with the wind, the arrival of that wind already coming onshore at South Carolina, North Carolina with time. But by Tuesday, overnight tonight, through North Carolina, Virginia, tomorrow morning getting into Maryland, Delaware, and then by Tuesday evening, the tropical storm force winds will be all the way up to Connecticut, even Boston area with time. So it's going to be racing northward, but still quite a few impacts. Look at this rainfall. This is the brand new graphic that we're looking at for the rainfall, 4 to 6 inches of rain. You can almost follow the track. You can almost follow our track forecast right along that track. And just to the right of that track, you get some of the heaviest rainfall, 4 to 6 inches of rain. Some of these areas could get even 8 inches of rain. That's going to be a problem. You put the winds on top of that rain, you can get some trees down, power outages. So a dangerous situation associated with this, flash flooding, street flooding. Some of this occurs at night. So it's really important when this and tropical rains are occurring, it's best to just stay off the roads. The other portion that we need to look at, the other big hazard, is the storm surge. This is the latest map we have with the storm surge. Think about the storm surge from South Carolina all the way to Martha's Vineyard, different values. Portions of South Carolina around the South Santee River to Cape Fear, North Carolina, 3 to 5 feet. This is water above normally dry ground, inundation, depending on the tides, highly variable with the tides. And around the Pamlico Sound, that storm surge stretching well inland at times where the channels come together, the water tends to rise 1 to 3 foot all the way to Martha's Vineyard. So this has been the latest information on Tropical Storm Isaias from the National Hurricane Center.